Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week we are presenting The Gingerbread Man, a new retelling of a classic story by Daniel Hines. Today we'd like to say a special thank you to Lillian and Rachel and their family, Ryan and Maggie and their family, Simone and Elliot and their family, and Theo and his family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Elliot, Simone, Maggie, Ryan, Rachel, Lillian, and Theo. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. You may have noticed that we've had more ads on the show lately, and we wanted to reassure you that this is just during the holiday season and not the new normal. We'll be donating the revenue from our holiday ads in the name of the podcast and our listeners to DonorsChoose.org, funding educational projects in public schools around the country. If you'd like to, head to DonorsChoose.org, browse the projects that need funding, and let us know which ones you think we should support. As always, if you head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge, no matter how small, we provide you with ad-free downloads of all of our stories for you to keep. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Gingerbread Man. Once upon a time, there lived an old couple in the city. They had both retired some years ago and now spent their days working on their favorite hobbies. The old woman's favorite hobby was baking. The old man's favorite hobby was eating all the goodies the old woman baked. All in all, it worked out quite well, and they were very happy together. One day, as the holiday season was coming on, the old woman decided she would make a special cookie for the old man. His favorite was gingerbread. So she made up a big batch of gingerbread dough, and then, because she was feeling whimsical, she cut it into the shape of a little man. She gave him gumdrop buttons and a little frosting suit, chocolate chip eyes, and the curved piece of a candy cane for the smile. Her gingerbread man created, she popped him into the oven to cook.
"Pop, pop!"
she called out the window to where the old man was fussing with the lawn.
"Pop, pop, I've got a gingerbread cookie baking for you."
A second later, the oven door banged open. The old woman spun around to look, and there, standing in the oven door, was the gingerbread man.
"Stop! Get back in that oven!"
the old woman cried, but the gingerbread man only laughed and ran right between her legs and out the door.
"Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. La, 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 la. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man."
He ran down the walkway and through the lawn and right past the old man, who cleaned his glasses off and put them back on again to be sure he was seeing right.
"Hey," he called out, "come back. I want to eat you."
"No way," said the gingerbread man. "I got away from the old woman, and I'll get away from you, too." "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. La, 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 la. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man."
The old man started to chase him, followed by the old woman. The gingerbread man ran out of the driveway and onto the busy street. Cars swerved to avoid him, and he caused quite the traffic jam of honking and shouting. It was such a ruckus that the traffic cop came over and spied the gingerbread man.
"Stop right there," said the cop. "I want to eat you."
"No way," said the gingerbread man. "I got away from the old woman and the old man, and I'll get away from you too." "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. La, 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 la. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man."
The cop began to chase him, followed by the old man, followed by the old woman. The gingerbread man laughed and kept on running down the busy city streets. He saw a big shaggy dog standing on the sidewalk and got over her with a mighty leap.
"What?"
said the big shaggy dog as the gingerbread man soared over her head.
"Well, I want to eat you. Oh, I want to eat you."
"No way," said the gingerbread man. "I got away from the old woman and the old man and the cop, and I'll get away from you too." "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. La, la, la. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man."
The big shaggy dog began to chase him, followed by the cop, followed by the old man, followed by the old woman.
The gingerbread man slid under a taxi and jumped over a steaming sewer grate and button-hooked around a corner where he narrowly missed a tourist snapping away with her camera.
"You ruined my picture," said the tourist. "Wait, a cookie? Get back here, I want to eat you."
"No way," said the gingerbread man. "I got away from the old woman and the old man and the cop and the big shaggy dog, and I'll get away from you too."
"Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. La, 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 you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man."
The tourist began to chase him, followed by the big shaggy dog, followed by the cop, followed by the old man, followed by the old woman. The gingerbread man ducked into an office building and slid across several desks. He swung from a light, knocked over a computer, and burst through the back door.
"My TPS reports," said a businessman. "I spent all day on those. That's it. I want to eat you."
"No way," said the gingerbread man. "I got away from the old woman and the old man and the cop and the big shaggy dog and the tourist, and I'll get away from you too." "Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. La, 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 la. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man."
The businessman began to chase him, followed by the tourist, followed by the big shaggy dog, followed by the cop, followed by the old man, followed by the old woman. The gingerbread man leapt over a traffic cone, hopped over an embankment, and tumbled down to the river. He dipped in a toe and looked on with horror as his gingerbread foot got all soggy and ruined.
"Well, well," said a fox, slipping out of some bushes near the water's edge.
"No way," said the gingerbread man. "I got away from..."
"Enough of that," said the fox. "I already heard you sing, and I'm not interested in eating you. I happened to see your foot got ruined in the water. As it happens, I was planning on swimming to the other side of the river. Would you like a ride across?"
The gingerbread man looked at the fox, then looked up the riverbank and down the street where the businessman, followed by the tourist, followed by the big shaggy dog, followed by the cop, followed by the old man, followed by the old woman, were all closing in on him.
"All right," said the gingerbread man to the fox. "I'll ride across on your tail."
The fox shook her head.
"You're much too heavy for my tail. Hop on my head between my ears and I'll swim you across."
The gingerbread man hopped on, and the fox splashed into the water and was soon swimming swiftly across the river.
"Ha!" yelled the gingerbread man at the angry crowd behind him. "I told you! Run, run, as fast as you can! You can't catch me, I'm the
And just then, the fox threw back her head, sending the gingerbread man into the air, and then she caught the cookie in her mouth and gobbled it right down. Licking her lips, the fox disappeared into the woods on the far side of the river. The businessman and the tourist and the big shaggy dog and the cop and the old man and the old woman were all very sad they didn't get a taste of the fast little cookie, but they weren't sad for long. That very night, the old woman invited them all over for dessert, where she baked them up her new special, gingerbread turtles.
The end.
Today's story, The Gingerbread Man, was a classic story adapted by Daniel Hines, performed by me, Amanda Weldon, with songs by us both. If you would like to support the show, please head to our iTunes page and leave us a review. If you would like to receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.